Flare FM, talk radio for London. It's midnight and it's time for Night Talk with the hard man of radio, Andy Stone. Whatever you're doing, do it with Flare.
Night Talk by Danny John Jules.
As much as I would like to say good morning, it's not. It's that dreaded night, October the 31st, Halloween. The night that your house is inundated with droves of kids trick-or-treating. I must have answered my door 15 times to these horrible little hobgoblins masquerading up and down the streets like braying banshees. Some of these morons hadn't even made an effort to dress up. People in our village have had their windows smashed in the past, their cars keyed. Old grannies have even been assaulted. Is it right that we should be held hostage in our own homes? Because I'll be buggered if I will. I personally don't believe in gods, devils, ghosts or witches. Bring me up with your horror stories. Have you had any bad experiences on Halloween? Should it be banned? Let's take the first call. It's Tom Levy in Whips Cross. Tom.
Good evening, Mr. Stone.
I'm told you're a pagan.
Correct, yes. Halloween is the festival of Samhain.
Festive? The night that dead souls are supposed to roam the earth?
Now, just because someone's dead, it doesn't mean they're no longer with us.
You guys started this annual
freak
show.
Hollywood made it what it is today. Do you fear Halloween?
I fear secret societies that dabble in witchcraft, orgies, hangings and bestiality.
It's mythological soup. We harm no one.
Associating with Satan does nothing for your CV, my friend.
You bought the big lie. Now, the devil is a Judeo-Christian invention. There's nothing to fear from us.
No, unless you count being sacrificed at some ritual in a forest somewhere in Glastonbury in the dead of night.
You've been watching too much Hammer House of Horror. I think you've got some hidden demons you're not telling us about, hmm?
That's rich, coming from a man who probably rides a broom, wears a pointy hat and has a penchant for virgins and the old glass of claret.
People like you are dangerous, Mr. Stone. You hide your personal disappointments behind a wall of hate.
You're right. So I suggest you crawl back to your tent in Stonehenge for a mud bath and a frog sandwich. You are the freakish link. Goodbye. Idiot. See, this is what we're up against. I'm sweating just talking about it. So what is Halloween, anyway? And where does it come from? What purpose does it serve? I've got an email here from Boris in Dulwich. It says... Well, I don't know what happened there. My computer's gone down. Sorry, but we seem to have a ghost in the machine. Back after this. If you wanna have Ivan, what's going on?
You're the only one with a problem.
My computer never died.
It's the night of the living dead.
What do you expect?
I'm not in the mood, Ivan.
Go to the phones. I'll get someone to sort out the gremlins.
Oh, don't bother. It's just come on again.
Get on with it, Andy. I don't want to lose them.
You'll lose me if you don't turn up the air conditioning.
Flare rocks with Andy Stone.
Now, I've done a little research on Halloween, and it doesn't make good reading. If you're not devil-worshipping when you send your kids out trick-or-treating, then what exactly are you celebrating? They say that on this night, the dead spirits are at their most powerful. Well, bring it on! Come and get me! I won't be hiding in the closet. Should this Halloween madness be banned? Let's go to the phones. You're on air with Flare. Hello? Speak to me, Night Talker. Anyone? Okay. Line 3, Sam's in Woodford. Sam. I don't believe this. Next, Freddy's in Nine Elms. Freddy, are you there? Freddy, Nine Elms, oh, very funny. I'll be back in a mo, I've just got to go and strangle a producer. Ivan, nothing's working. Ivan? Ivan!
Are you shouting? Can't you hear me?
Oh, I can now. Something's interfering with the equipment.
Eric says everything's working perfectly.
Then why have we got a talk show with no talk? Is this one of your sick jokes?
I was going to ask you the same thing. Read some emails, hmm?
Oh, my screen's gone again.
Oh, the fault's got to be at your end. The lines are chock-a-block and no one can get through.
Oh, great. Now I've got an engineer crawling all over my console.
Hey, you didn't tell anyone it was your birthday today.
How did you find that out?
An email. I finally know.
Who's it from?
It just says, happy birthday, Andy, from your big brother.
Big brother?
Yeah, Lenny.
Lenny? What?
So you do have a family.
Ivan, this is not funny.
What are you getting so riled up about? I didn't send it.
Well, this is weird. Nobody knows. I've got... had an identical twin called Lenny. But he died when we were 13.
On your birthday?
No, his. He was born... 11:59 p.m. on the 31st of October, and me an hour later on the 1st of November. He used to call me his little brother. He drowned.
I'm really sorry, Andy. Well, this can't be him. What about your parents?
In Cornwall, I think.
You think?
When we were born, the hour they spent trying to get me out nearly killed my mum. My dad thought mum was never the same and never really forgave me, so... Well, Lenny was like the favourite, him being born first and all. Lenny went home, bonding, warm breast milk. And I got drip-fed and a trip to intensive care in an incubator. Do you have any idea what that was like? We were exactly the same. He was just better.
Oh,
when he died, I went to see him in the morgue. It was like I was staring down at myself, dead. I freaked. Then we went to church. I prayed and prayed. Nothing. I couldn't understand why God wouldn't let Lenny live. I mean, he'd brought his son back from the dead.
And all this on Halloween.
I was so scared when we were walking home. Every burning pumpkin looked like it had Lenny's face on it. I had nightmares of him drowning in fire. I still do. Deep down, I thought, now at least I'll get some attention. Never happened. Always felt guilty about thinking that. I just gave up and on my next birthday I ran away to London.
You're dying a death here, Andy.
You're telling me it's roasting in here.
Talk to them, say anything.
I wouldn't know where to start.
I mean the listeners.
Eh?
The show, your CD's stuck.
Oh, shoot.
Flair FM. Rock on with Andy Stone.
Sorry about that. I've forgotten what I was talking about now. Ah, yes.
Hello? You there?
Who's that?
I don't know. All the lines are on hold.
It's John from Harlow.
It's impossible.
Oh, it's too hot for this, Ivan.
I'm not hot.
Hey, you need to get out a bit and have some fun, Andy, yeah? Let your hair down. Halloween's harmless, isn't it? You get dressed up, have a laugh, get off your head, dance around the barbecue and get laid.
Sounds pagan.
Well, who cares, as long as no one's getting hurt? Life's all about fun, friends and family, mate.
Fair comment, but what if you haven't got a family?
Well, start one.
I'm a balding fat guy with high blood pressure who likes fishing. I'd be a useless father.
Well, you need to get fit, don't you? Do you play football?
Not anymore.
You need a change in your life, mate. I'll tell you what, why don't you come round to one of our parties? You'll have the time of your life.
Why don't you send me an invite?
I will, mate.
Oh, sounds great, mate.
All right.
Well, I've got to move on, John, sadly. Oh, what can I say? A lovely bloke.
Lovely bloke. You're supposed to be the bad guy of radio, not Trisha.
What are you, jealous or something?
Jealous? Moi? Just give me controversy.
Well, get the studio working properly, then.
Don't you blame me.
Time for some more emails.
Oh, Charles. You switched the mic on.
Time for some more emails. Are you going soft on me from Mr. Sensitive? There's always one, eh? Charlie from Thornton Heath says, religion causes wars, get rid of Halloween. Thanks for that. I'm keeping them short because I've got a lot to get through tonight. Mavis is on the phone in Ilford. Hi, Mavis. How can I help you, love?
Hello. Forgive me, I'm a bit nervous. I've never phoned a radio show before.
I'll tell you what, Mavis, I'll go easy on you if you agree with everything I say.
I couldn't possibly do that.
Why not?
I'd be denying myself an opinion.
What do you do for a living, Mavis?
I'm a child psychologist.
Oh, great. A shrink. So, you've come to get into my head, have you?
I'm here to talk.
And your point is, Mavis?
I just think you need a hug.
Well, that's a bit personal.
Were you hugged much growing up?
This is supposed to be about the banning of Halloween.
You seem to be saying if I'm not enjoying it, I'm going to try my damnedest to make sure that nobody else does.
What's there to enjoy?
Were you bullied?
What's that got to do with anything?
I see a lot of this in the children I counsel. A cry for attention disguised as bravado usually inflicted on someone weaker.
Oh, come on, Maeve.
It's really a search for love. A search for identity.
I know who I am.
You're in denial, aren't you?
Have you got a crystal ball and a black cat? Huh. Are you one of those tarot nuts with a green sweater, dreadlocks and a 6 o'clock shadow?
Levity. Good way to avoid an issue. Have you ever been in love?
Yellow card.
People are afraid to let go sometimes.
You're on private land there, Mavis.
You should try it. It's liberating.
I haven't let go since I was 13.
And how old are you now?
I thought you were going to try and get into my head.
I'm not. It's your soul I want. Metaphorically speaking, of course. 43.
Hey, how did you do that?
You need to release yourself from your mental shackles and get in touch with reality.
What is reality. And don't say Big Brother.
Reality is peace of mind. It's like sunshine.
Peace. It's a hard word to come to terms with.
You have to start from within. Have you ever told anyone you love them?
Well, Mavis, it's been very interesting talking to you, but I'm going to have to end it there. The lines are jammed. People are waiting to get their teeth into me.
But would you mind if I called you again sometime?
As long as it's not tonight. Feel free.
I do. And I hope one day you will, too. Good night.
That was Mavis from Ilford there, saving my soul. Thanks, Mavis. Next on the line, we've got... Lenny?
I'm very disappointed in you, Andy.
Why, what have I done?
When did you last visit Mum and Dad?
Who do you think you are? You're red-carded, mate.
We need a caller, Andy.
I've just got rid of one.
Mavis?
No, Lenny.
Lenny? You're losing it, dear.
Andy, it's me. Lenny.
What? Lenny? How... I haven't heard that name for a long time. I think we'll go to some music. Sorry, Lenny.
You can't get rid of me like that.
How did you get back on? Ivan, can you get this guy off the line, please?
There isn't anyone on the line.
I'm in your headphones. Your favourite place.
I think my switchy's gone.
I think your head is gone.
You're the only one who can hear me. I've come to free you.
From who?
Yourself. I'm your twin brother.
He died 30 years ago.
I know. I was there and I forgive you.
For what?
Kicking the ball in the canal and walking off.
It wasn't my fault. I was angry. What am I talking about?
It's me. In spirit.
You're not Lenny!
You okay?
Yes!
Who are you talking to? This is not good radio, Andy.
Ivan, piss off!
You're so angry.
Well, so would you be. Mum and Dad blamed me for your death. I wanted to get the ball out of the river, but... You were perfect. You had it all. I was Cain, and you were so bloody able. You even had all the girls.
Only because you didn't like any of them.
You know, don't you?
Does that worry you?
Not as much as you do.
You should settle down.
Anything I love... lose.
I'm still your twin and I feel your pain. I can't be free until you are. I'm in limbo.
What's it like?
Peaceful.
Sounds good.
Go and make peace with Mum and Dad. You'll be sorry if you don't.
I hate Cornwall.
Stop hating.
You're starting to sound like Mavis.
I was Mavis.
Come on.
And John?
You're joking. I don't feel well.
Andrew, the people want talk.
I don't care. And when we get home, you can pack your bags.
What have I done?
Nothing. I think it's time you met my parents.
Really? Well, I don't know what to say.
It's time for me to go, Andy.
No. Wait, I always loved you.
I know.
I've waited a long time to hear you say that, Andy.
What?
What's brought this on?
I should have said it ages ago.
Say it again.
I...
Tell him. All right.
I love you.
Happy birthday, bruv.
Night Talker was written by Danny John Jules. You heard Harry Myers as Andy and Lenny, Nicholas Bolton as Ivan, Stuart McLaughlin as Tom, and Aditi Del Fatty as Mavis. Other parts were played by members of the cast. Night Talker was directed by Anne Edervine for BBC 7.